Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Sport is brilliant, but there's a problem. If you're reading or listening to this, you probably don't need convincing that sport is brilliant. Just think of a high point in your sporting journey until now. But sport isn't perfect, and you know it. When thinking back to your best sporting moment, you may remember real low points too. Look at the whole world of sport, and there's plenty of serious problems, from doping to corruption to abuse and deliberate foul play. Sport is part of a broken world that is filled with suffering, disappointment, hatred, and violence, the majority of which is caused by the self-centered word and actions of the people in it, including us. It's a bleak picture, and isn't game day supposed to be motivational? Why are we talking about these problems as you prepare to go out and play today? Well, because Jesus brings light and life to the darkness of this world. God has not let these problems go unaddressed, and today's passage is an incredible picture of how Jesus views this world and what God is doing in it. So what is the solution? In Matthew 9, verse 36, we read of Jesus' response to our broken world. When he, Jesus, saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Matthew 9, verse 36. This metaphor of shepherdless sheep was a common Old Testament idea. God's people had wandered away from him, their shepherd, and were subsequently lost, scattered on the hillside, harassed and helpless. That is how Jesus saw those he came across, and the same applies to the world of sport today. Indeed, the majority in your sporting context are, as Jesus sees them, harassed and helpless without their shepherd. Yet Jesus not only diagnosed the problem, but also provided the solution, the compassion, the gut-wrenching pity he felt ultimately drove him to the cross. He was to be God's rescue plan. He had come as the much-needed shepherd to bring his people back into his care. If you were a Christian, that's how Jesus viewed you. One cut off from God, helpless and harassed, without hope. His compassion for you took him to the cross. But many of the sports people around you don't know of this immense sacrifice, nor the freedom from sin and new life that can be found in Christ because of it. So, what do we do? Jesus focuses on this reality in the next verse, saying to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Matthew 9, verse 37 to 38. The implication of this harvest being plentiful is significant. Of the millions of people who play sport, many have the potential to put their faith in Jesus upon hearing. Yet the reality is that many sports people don't know any Christians, let alone the Christian message. And those Christians who are involved in sport may not even be looking to share the gospel with those in their clubs and teams. Jesus' words ring as true today as then. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. So will you be a worker in the harvest field of sport? As you go to training or compete today, remember the harvest field is the Lord's. He is the one in control. The world of sport is his. And so we can trust him. But we do have a responsibility. Firstly, to pray that the Lord would send workers into his harvest field, asking God to raise up Christians to take the gospel to the world of sport. And secondly, to recognise our position as those embedded in the culture of sport, with the opportunity to share the hope that we have in Jesus. So the challenge is simple. Will you see your sport how Jesus sees it? Will you trust in what God is doing to reach sports people with the good news? Do you want to be a part of this work, to be a worker in the mission field of sport? Pray for yourself. Dear Lord, please would you help me to see those around me with the compassion Jesus had for those around me? Would this compassion motivate me to share the gospel in my sport today? Would you work through me and raise up many others to take this life-saving news to the world of sport? Amen. Finally, pray for your friends. Take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.